All right, everyone, welcome to the Upper Frederick Township Board of Supervisors Month Workshop Meeting, November 2nd, 2023. Let's please stand and pledge to the flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Public comment period. Any comments? Okay, thank you.
It's all you.
I wish I had something to say.
All right. Minutes. Approval October 5. Board of Supervisor minutes. We can't sign them because Ron's.
You can. You have two of the three,
okay.
So you still have a majority, as long as you both agree.
Thanks.
Did you have any questions or comments about these guys?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right. Then I will make a motion to approve the October 5th Board of Supervisors meeting minutes. Do I have a second?
You have a second.
All in favor? Aye. Okay. New business. Do we want to go into this first, or do you want to talk about the tax, or the not tax, the...
The misinformation.
Yes.
That's fine. I can cover that.
So we had a letter that was distributed by a resident to other members of the community, and it includes misinformation. Would you like to address that?
Sure. Just to clarify, a letter was sent out to the community, and one of the things that it said was that the rate increase for Perkiomen and Crossing that's proposed for 2024 is not enough to cover the cost there. And that the remaining taxpayers would have to cover that. And that's not the case. Taxpayers won't have to cover anything. Perk Crossing, their sewer budget is in the deficit, but they have more than $500,000 in reserve in their water. So the plan is just to borrow from water for sewer until the debt for sewer is paid off, and then it'll pay it back. So, but it's all Perkiomen Crossing money. Anyone's interested.
Okay. I guess if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to the township.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Great. Thank you. Okay. 2024 budget discussion.
Okay. So we have a draft budget in front of you. So last month when we looked at this, we had broken out some non-recurring proposed projects from the recurring expenses for 2024, and I'll just kind of do an overview and then we can get into some of these. So our revenues for 2024 are projected to be $1,423,367. The recurring expenses for 2024 are estimated to be about $1,117,000. So we have about $300,000 additional revenue that's not covering recurring expenses. So that's good. We're in a good position from that standpoint. We do have several large projects that we're hoping to do in 2024, and I'll just kind of run through some of the big ones. One, I broke out a new tilt trailer for the Public Works Department. That's only $8,000, so mm-hmm. That's not that big. There had been talk about possibly replacing their backhoe, and their backhoe is about 10 years old. At our last meeting, we had discussed that we could probably get another year out of it. Steve did go ahead and go get an estimate, though, for the replacement, and the cost of replacing the backhoe would be $173,000, but they would give us $40,000 trade-in for our current backhoe, so it would ultimately be $133,000. At this point, we do not have that in the budget for 2024. If that's something you would like added, we can. We would just have to talk about the balance, the fund balance, and whether or not you wanted to use those funds to pay for that. Let's see. So as far as large expenses, the schoolhouse renovations next door have been a high priority. We did receive a $100,000 LSA grant to help with those costs. And I did get an estimate. I think it's kind of worst case scenario. So it came in at just over $500,000. And that's to restore, you know, windows, because the old style windows came up and then they curved at the top. So the cost estimate's pretty high, higher than we were hoping, definitely. So
but that's worst case scenario.
Worst case scenario, right. So we have a $100,000 LSA grant that is dedicated to that building renovation. And then we have ARPA funds in the amount of $381,000 that need to be used in the next 2 years. And we had discussed applying those to the schoolhouse project. So that is now in the budget. We put $500,000 in the budget for the schoolhouse. But as I point out, there are two funding sources that are kind of dedicated to that, separate from our general funds revenue. The next item that we have in the budget right now that you may or may not want to keep in there is $180,000 for the maintenance building expansion out back. We have not had a chance to get detailed cost estimates, but projections are that it might be quite a bit more than that, just because we want to do a mechanic bay and a concrete floor, and it's got to be a pretty deep concrete floor. That may be something you want to pull out of the budget for 2024 and just hold off at this point until we're able to see how the schoolhouse goes. And then if we have extra ARPA funds, those could be applied to the maintenance building if that's what you wanted. And then finally, road projects. At the last meeting, we had talked about the three remaining segments of Faust Road. And when you add those three segments together, the combined total is $524,000. However, we anticipate having about $122,000 of liquid fuel funds to be able to be used for that. So what that leaves is that would leave $401,000 to either come from general fund or our reserve balance. Just to touch base on our reserve balance, we have approximately $1.9 million right now. Of that does include the ARPA funds, though, in the amount of $381,000. All right. So those are the big projects that we've talked about for 2024. In terms of our recurring expenses, not a whole lot has changed since 2023. Salaries currently are proposed to be increased by 5%, which you guys need to give me guidance if you want to keep that in there at this point. Insurance has gone up in many cases more than 5% for 2024. And I think a lot of that has to do with just the insurance industry in general, with, you know, all the weather-related disasters. I think everybody's having to pick up the bill for that. Our solicitor, we're increasing that a bit for 2024 because that's come in a little higher. And then for capital purchases, our IT company has recommended that we get two new computers to replace two of our older computers. And they gave us an estimate of $7,260 for two computers. So that is the main things that I think we need to kind of work through. And then we can just kind of flip through the draft budget, make sure it all looks okay.
Right. They give you a quote for two computers and what, $7,000?
Yeah,
I know. It seems kind of high, doesn't it?
Seems incredibly high.
Yeah. So, I mean, we can look more, or we could also just do one.
Who's pricing this out?
That's our IT company.
So $7,000 for two desktop
computers. And I think that's getting them all set up with our security and all the programs and everything going to be on it. But yeah, I agree. It seems high, but that's what they gave us.
Yeah, I would So you might want to look into that a little further. Mm-hmm. With, you know, get a couple other bids.
Yeah, so I mean,
and see what, I don't know what the work is. I'm sure they gave you a.
They gave me some pretty limited information. I mean, you know, we could put a lesser amount in there for that line item and see if we can get something less if you want. I just haven't had a chance to go out and shop for computers. It's not really my specialty.
Single screen, multiple screen, triple screens. What do you?
It's, I mean, I think it's just even the screen. It's just they already have screens.
I mean, yeah.
That's crazy.
So, it would make me ask questions like, if they're charging $7,000 for two new computers, what, I mean, how are, maybe we've got to look at the rest of the pricing.
Well, here's what I can do. Between now and next week, I can ask them to get us more information.
Yeah.
At least, okay.
Okay. All right.
How would you guys like to do this? Do you want to hit on the big items on the agenda or in the that I mentioned, or do you want to walk through the budget at this point? Are there particular line items that you have questions or concerns about?
I think, in my opinion, that, you know, Steve, at the last meeting here, the last supervisor meeting, he said he was okay putting off that.
Mm-hmm. He was.
Tractor.
Correct.
I'm sorry, the front end loader.
Yeah, the backhoe. But we had also talked about still getting prices. So
yeah,
that's why it's not in the budget, but I wanted to give you the price so you had that. Yes. All right, so go ahead and postpone the backhoe.
I think that's probably a good choice. And, I mean, it sounded like from our conversations, these road projects in particular sounded urgent.
Well, particularly the second and the third segments, which would be between Little Road and Salford Station. Those were really high priorities. I will say that last time we met, we did talk about Gottschalk Road and the fact that the edges on that are breaking down pretty quickly. And I think one of you had asked for a cost estimate for that. So we did get a cost estimate, and that one would be $190,000. Pretty close in price to segment one of Faust, which is from 73 down to the bridge. Mm-hmm. Like I said, at this point, we've put $401,000 into the general fund expense for highway construction projects. So much of that would need to come from our fund balance.
Okay.
Well, the two things that you hit on that I would like to discuss, obviously, is we'll push off the front end loader, backhoe, whatever you would like to classify it as, because Steve said it was.
Mm-hmm.
The current one is fine, and the depreciation rate on it, or the turn in, or trade-in value is not going to diminish much at all in a year.
Mm-hmm.
And the 180. What do you feel about the tractor?
I think we can, if we're able to push it off, I'd push it off. You're talking about something. You're talking about something other than.
No, I'm talking about the 170, whatever. Because you know.
No, if we can get another year out of it, then we'll get another year out of it.
Okay.
I think it's probably.
And I think the 180 that you're talking about for the building expansion. You know, leave that as a floater regarding what you have down here for the schoolhouse renovation.
For the schoolhouse, yeah, I think we should keep that number in there for now, and then we can kind of break down the components of the project and see if there's ways we can save money.
Right.
We can pull out the maintenance building at this point because, quite honestly, we're not really going to take on anything here until we've got the schoolhouse up and usable for a meeting room. So, you know, if you guys are comfortable with pulling that out, we can. I mean, if we happen to get the schoolhouse done quickly, which I doubt, then maybe we can circle back and see if we're ready to to revisit it, but if you want, we'll just pull that out of the budget. Does that sound about right?
For now, I mean, that'll give you $500,000 next year to play with if you have an issue,
right?
Mm-hmm.
In reserve?
Yeah, so we'll still have...
Because you have 305 or something is what I came up with looking at with the funds. 180. The 179 or 174 wasn't involved.
Correct.
We decided last time not to. Right. Or 173 for the replacement backhoe.
Yeah.
So that's off the books as it is, right?
Right, yeah, that's not in your budget at this point. So we pull from our current budget, we would pull out the 180 for the maintenance building because that is in there currently. The schoolhouse will leave in there at this point because it's being essentially, for the most part, being covered by the LSA grant and the ARPA funds, both of which, you know, have to be used. And then, so then I think it really kind of comes down to the road projects. And if you guys are comfortable leaving the $401,000 in the budget for road projects for 2024.
Okay.
I mean, essentially, because we have about $300,000 in the general fund that's not applied to the reoccurring expenses,
mm-hmm.
The bulk of that would be applied to the road projects. So really, if these number, you know, if the costs come in at that number, then we really would only be depleting our reserve fund by about $100,000 for the road projects.
Okay.
So. And if we do go ahead and keep that $401,000 in the general fund, we don't have to commit completely to all three segments of Faust. If you guys decide segment one, which is from Route 73 to Scioto, is a lower priority than Gotcha Road, because they're so similar in price, we could flip them and you could choose to do Gotcha along with segment two and three of Faust.
Do we think that Gotcha is a higher priority than segment one?
I think Steve does, and we can ask him that next week.
Okay.
But at this point, in terms of, you know, the budget, if we keep the $401,000 in there, we're pretty close.
Yeah.
And then you guys in the new year can decide, you know, which portions you want to include in your road projects.
All right. I think that gives us that flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
If I was going to make a call based on this conversation, I would say we would prioritize segment two, three, and Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think we should wait for Steve.
Yes.
And just make sure he, you know, and Norm. We can have Norm here next week if you want. And
yeah.
The two of them can discuss it. I know part of the reason why it's that Gotcha is as high as it is because it's going to require going around the corner onto Perkiomenville and doing some work in the ditch along there. So we're going to have to get some PennDOT permits to really make sure that intersection is good for long term.
Okay.
All right. All right. So I think... those were the big items for general fund. Did you guys have anything else for the general fund?
I don't
think so.
Okay. All right, so we'll make that adjustment and pull out the maintenance building at this point and leave everything else as it is?
I'm fine with that. Yes.
I think it's right. Okay.
Okay. So we can just flip through the funds here if you want it. Fire fund, it's written on the next sheet, but it's really emergency services. We had discussed with the attorney before that Tom would recuse himself in terms of allocating the tax funds on this. The way that it's set up, the board had decided a couple years ago, I think it's been close to 2 years now, is that you would essentially sort of give a flat amount of approximately $5,000 to the ambulance service, and then the remainder of the emergency services property tax would go to the fire company. And for 2024, that's estimated to be $39,600 for the fire company, and then approximately $5,000 for the ambulance. So, Sean, do you want to stick with that proportion at this point?
I think that's fine.
All right. All right. On to the water fund. So, we went ahead and adjusted revenues to reflect a increase of $2 to the flat fee and a $2 increase per 1,000 gallons of usage. It looks like it's going to be approximately $26,000 of additional revenue per year. One thing that, what we also did for the water fund is we went ahead and put the full amount of the water upgrade project in there. We put it in as $1.5 million. And so the budget is based on that, because we anticipate that the study will be done in the next few months. Hopefully we can go out to bid late spring, summer, and if we get a grant by then we could move forward with construction. If not, we'll hold off until we hear about the grant. Just so you guys know, we're applying for $1 million grant through the state local share program to help with a water upgrade project in Perkiom Crossing. And the project overall is $1.5 million. And so we're going to see if we can get $1 million grant for that. Okay. So a couple things. One, we did have a question about bank charges and fees. So currently, the way our payment system is set up is that whenever somebody calls in and makes a payment over the phone or a payment online, the fees, well, not online. So when they call in to the office to make a payment with their credit card, they don't pay the credit card fee. That just gets billed to the water fund and the sewer fund. Mm-hmm. One suggestion is, as we do this transition, that when somebody calls in and pays with a credit card, or if they pay online, they should absorb, the fee should go to them for that transaction. Looking at the budget in 2023, I think it's about $1,500 a year that the water and sewer fund absorb in these fees, because they're not passed to the people who make those charges. So I guess I'd like to get some direction from you guys as to whether or not, when somebody makes those types of payments, if they just have to pay the fee at that time. Or if you're okay with having it absorbed by the water and sewer fund.
I mean, I think that, I mean, if they're using that service and it incurs a fee, I mean, I think that's, you know, a personal choice to do that, correct?
Right. I think so, and I don't think it's fair to the other residents in the development who paid by check or cash and to avoid a fee, but on the back end, they're still having to pay a portion of somebody else's fee.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah, I think, you know, from a fairness standpoint, I think if someone chooses to pay, you know, with a debit or credit card or online, they have to pay whatever fee is charged. But, right. You know, I know people won't be very happy because, you know, we're already increasing their rates and things like that. So, whatever you guys think we can do.
Right. What do you think?
I don't think if we pass it, you should limit it just to that. I think it should be anything that's a credit card. pay to the
I agree. Yeah, anytime anyone pays with a credit card, they
permits.
Use it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. Restaurants, yep. Everything. So
right.
Okay.
All right. So go ahead and
comments from the public. Okay. All right. Well, I think that's
okay.
What we'll do.
Great. I don't know that I have anything in particular additional for the water fund. If either of you have any questions or comments.
No, I don't.
Okay. Moving on to the sewer fund. So our revenues here are adjusted to reflect the $10 a month fee increase. So it will be increasing from $66 a month to $76 a month for the residents there. The additional revenue projected from that is approximately $38,000 per year. So that definitely helps to close the gap on the shortfall that we've been experiencing. With the budget as it is presented to you here, it's showing a negative balance for 2024 of $4,392, which is much better than what we had projected for 2023 of $73,000.
Okay.
So, and with that, as I had mentioned earlier, the shortfalls from sewer will be borrowed from water, all within PERT Crossing. And then once the sewer fund pays off its debt in 5 years, then it will start paying back those funds borrowed from water.
Okay.
Okay. And we do have, we did discuss the possibility of doing a long-term assessment of the sewer facility. I just got a proposal for doing that study from Spott, Stevens, and McCoy, and the cost of doing that study and the long-term projections that they gave me is $16,000. Yeah, so we can talk about that next week if you want. I just haven't had a chance to get it to you because it just came in. But, you know, we definitely do want to do a detailed breakdown of all the components of our sewer plant, their age, their life expectancy, so that we can start charting out what the upcoming, you know, issues may be, and then upgrades that we may want to do to the sewer plant to improve efficiency and life of the plant. Mm-hmm. So we can certainly look around and see if we can get additional quotes. I mean, Spott, Stevens, and McCoy is a very qualified firm, but yeah. If you want, we can keep looking for that.
Do we have like an owner's manual for that system when it was installed initially, like plans and drawings and everything else?
Yeah, we should have plans and drawings. I mean, they did a major retrofit. Obviously 15 years ago, right? Because we have 5 years left on that debt. And I think at that point, my understanding is one of the effluent tanks popped out of the ground. And so that was a pretty big issue.
So usually when, and maybe this wasn't a practice 15 years ago, but when somebody completes a system like that, there should be a manual. It should be this information that we're asking for. Mm-hmm. Like ideally would already be there. Like mm-hmm. the list of all the bill of materials, mm-hmm. it should have, you know, and it, warranty and it, information,
honestly,
all this stuff should be
there.
Probably
is, you know, it's just a question of where it might be.
I don't really want to pay $16,000 to
do it. I understand. Yeah. So, you know, it's not in the budget at this point, and we can certainly, you know, talk about it later. At the same time, you know, the past practice of the township has been just ignore it, and then when something blows up, then we deal with it,
right?
And so I get that you don't want to spend $16,000.
If we don't have any other option, then we'll have to try to get some other
Agreed.
Quotes and
Agreed.
Figure
yeah.
it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you have something, Tom? No.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like we don't have any other option.
Well, we haven't gone out and solicited other proposals. I mean,
do that when you do the computers.
Yeah, I'll just add that to my list. All right. Anything else that you guys have for sewer at Kirk Crossing?
No.
All right. All right, so moving on to Ivy Ridge. As we discussed at the last meeting, we've had a significant expense there, which depletes our reserves. And so we are going into 2024 with a negative fund balance, and which the township's covering. And then over time, Ivy Ridge will pay it back.
Okay.
And at this point, we're going into 2024 with an estimated $24,000 deficit. Our budget for 2024 for Ivy Ridge is looking like a negative $5,700. So we really probably want to take a closer look at that. But honestly, we could pull out, we have $8,000 for capital purchases for 2024. We don't have anything really specific that has to be done, so we could drop that back to $3,000 just to try to balance our fund, the account for 2024. Beyond that, we took my time out of there already. We could take some of IES out, the consultant. So if you want, we can work for next week to scale back a little bit the engineering and architectural services and then the capital purchases to get that final balance to zero.
Okay. I mean, so the question is that an accurate projection, though?
Well, so like I said, I mean, we don't have anything major proposed for Ivy Ridge next year in terms of capital projects.
Okay.
It's not to say something won't pop up.
Okay.
So, and then,
yeah,
so we'll then try to get that to zero.
Try to even it out. Okay.
You're talking about LTO on the engineering bid?
For Ivy Ridge, it's IES.
Yeah,
we've got $7,000 in there for engineering. And they kind of oversee Miller and issues at the plants. All right, anything else for Ivy Ridge?
No.
All right. All right, capital reserve. This one essentially really is primarily our major equipment, machinery and equipment purchase. We've got $152,000 in there, and that's for the truck that was supposed to arrive this month, and it's not going to be here now until February. So that's for that. We do have some money in there for engineering and architectural. So,
Okay.
All right, not a whole lot there. And then finally, liquid fuels. So these are the funds we get from the state each year. In 2024, we are estimated to get $115,047 from the state for our liquid fuel funds. A portion of that is going to go, I believe, towards snow and ice supplies.
Okay.
And so we estimate, and then we estimate we'll have a little bit left over to carry forward from 23 to 24. So if you look at the bottom, the estimate that we'll have available to us in 2024 for the road projects is $122,833. And that would be added to the $401,000 that we've got in the general fund for road projects.
Okay.
Any questions there?
No, I'm good. Okay. You good?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So the plan will be then we'll make these changes, and then next week you guys will tentatively adopt the budget, and then we will do the advertisement and the public notice, and it'll be available for public review for 20 days, and then it'll be on your agenda in December for final approval.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay, good. All right. You got this 851-855 Perkiomaville Road.
Right. So this is that property we had talked about last month that is getting a buyout from the county it's part of the farm preservation program.
Okay.
And so they've made an offer to the property owner to purchase their development rights. And it was pointed out that along Scioto Creek, we've had it identified as a possible greenway in our comp plan, in our parks plan. And so the discussion was maybe we could reach out to the property owner and see if they would be willing to not include that part in the farmland preservation for a possible future greenway. At this point, though, I don't know that we really have money to offer them. It would probably just be a letter from the solicitor saying, hey, our plans identify this. Would you be willing to not preserve that as part of the farm preservation?
An easement to it, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I think that's probably the best first step, you think?
Does that sound all right?
Repeat what you want to do?
Have the solicitor send a letter to the property owner and just ask them if they'd be willing to leave out a part of their property along the creek.
I thought at the last meeting, though, we were going to try to get in touch with whoever was involved on the county level.
Yeah, and I did, and they said you should send a letter to the property owner because we're out of it. Yeah, they basically said we already made our offer. If you want to do something, contact the owner. So, yeah.
Well, I guess then we write a letter, you know, because you don't know what's going to happen 10 years down the line.
Right.
With New Hanover and Lower Frederick, maybe making some type of walkway, greenway.
Right, and that, you know, that would be the, you know, to at least have the option down the road.
Right.
So, all right, I'll ask Ken to prepare a letter for that then.
Huh. Okay.
And they just, once again, they just threw that in. They said they weren't doing anything at the last meeting, even before you contacted them.
The county?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've really just don't seem to care. I mean, they, you know, their purpose is higher than any other purpose, and so the rest of it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, I talked to Eric Jarrell at the county, at the Planning Commission, and I just kind of expressed my frustration. I was like, well, Eric, you do the Regional Planning Commission. You know, you do the Planning Commission at the county. I said, why wasn't this addressed? I said, you know, Lower Frederick is showing a trail connection along the Scioto Creek. We're showing potential connections along Scioto Creek. Like, it seems like somebody at the county should have caught it.
Right.
And he's like, yeah, well, they kind of do their own thing and we do our thing. And so...
Are they supposed to contact the township before they do this?
He said that they should, but I don't know that they have to. So...
Well, that would be my question. If they are supposed to, then why weren't we?
Right. Yeah. And that's fine. I mean, we can ask that question. You know, but in the meantime, you know, if you're okay, we'll have Ken send a letter and just see if the owners are... Yeah. Open to anything.
Okay.
All right.
Makes no sense to me.
Okay. Old business. You've got a draft agenda for November 9th, regular meeting, which is this guy here.
Right. So you guys will reaffirm no rate increases for taxes, I'm assuming.
That's
no one's told me otherwise.
That's the plan.
Okay. We'll do this, like I said, we'll do the tentative approval of the 2024 budget. We'll do a resolution for that grant application. We have some paperwork we need to put along with that. We'll officially pass a resolution to increase the water and sewer rates as discussed. We'll talk about the fire marshal and that, the role, and whether or not we want to do, you want to do an active 911 membership or provide a beaver to the fire marshal.
Okay.
And then I'd like to have you guys provide guidance on an alternative utility payment arrangement for the owner of 4440 Glenwood. So we had talked about this a few months ago, but the great thing is that she's many years behind, many thousands of dollars behind, and she's making like $30 a month payments on her utilities, on her water and sewer. Ken went ahead and sent a letter to the mortgage company that has, I guess, that has foreclosure proceedings underway on the property, and just asked them to pay all the back, you know, the arrears of water and sewer, and it appears that they're going to.
Okay.
So they actually sent us a check, but it was issued to the wrong person. Or organization. So they're going to resend us a check. So we're actually going to collect $15,000, I think.
A little over 15, yeah.
A little over 15.
Clears her by the end of November.
Yeah, so she'll be up to date through
she'll
November. But then what I'd like to do is have you guys kind of transition out of the $30 agreement and incrementally increase it so that she can try to, so we can try to get her to be more on track instead of falling behind again.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll come back to you with that.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
All right. upcoming meetings. The Board of Supervisors regularly monthly meeting November 9th, 7 p.m. Parks Board meeting November 21st, 6 p.m.
Oh, wait. 7. That's 7.
7 p.m. Sorry. Parks and Board meeting 21st, 7 p.m. Okay, Planning Commission meeting is November 30th at 7 p.m. Announcements, playground at the dog park is closed next week for installation of new playground equipment and shade structures, and Election Day is Tuesday.
Do I have a different agenda?
She marked that on.
Yeah, I just hand-wrote it for,
okay,
for Sean.
Okay. And unless we have anything else to...
Well, this was in here. Is this something they're discussing or no? This was in mine.
Oh, you have it in the front of your book. I didn't know if you wanted that in there or not, so I left it alone.
All right. I guess not.
Okay.
It's not on the agenda.
All right. Then I will make a motion to end our meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.